Football Friday, WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Pretty good, brother Spike. Jackie Baseball, stinking Mets are in town.
Oh, the Mutts.
Holla at your boy.
You give us a Mutts?
The Mutts.
Oh, the Mutts. Big show today. Big show. Nick Kostos from You Better You Bet gives us his best picks of the week around 2:42 p.m. Elliot Shore Parks joins us as he does every Friday. He'll join us at 3:30 because Eagles practice is at 3 if he actually made it out there today. Jaws will join us at 4 o'clock. We'll give our picks at 5:30. And it's a big day because today is National Bald is Beautiful Day. And we have the most beautiful bald man in America.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Well, right to the left of me.
Well, thank you there, brother.
Well, come on. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to.
Bald and beautiful. I like that.
The most beautiful and the most bald. So yes. I think there's probably a limit to how bald you could be, but you are as bald as it gets. All right.
I get it.
So we're going to try something today called On the Record Friday. We have had several different storylines going throughout the week from last Friday's Eagles game. Some, I think, more polarizing, more debatable than others. And we are going to take these biggest debates from the last week. And today we will have to go on the record about how we feel about these specific debates. And we'll sort of break it down per hour. So we're going to do one in this 2 o'clock hour. And of course, you have your chance to go on the record for all of these debates as well at 215-592-9494. We are going to start off today with defense. And, you know, we all agreed that the linebackers played well. We all agreed that Quinyon Mitchell played well and Slay played well. But the source of debate and the source of consternation is the defensive line. And I am actually going to go on the record saying that I am not that worried and relatively optimistic about the defensive line. And here's why I will say that I am optimistic about the defensive line. First, Jalen Carter played well. We can say that. Maybe not as well as he can play, but played well. And I think we felt pretty decent about how Jordan Davis played. So the interior portion of the defensive line, I think we all feel mostly fine. The question comes on edge, and we did not get very much pressure on the quarterback from the edge on Friday night. Agreed. But you know what? The Green Bay Packers didn't get very much pressure from the edge on Friday night either. If there's one thing I am confident of with Bryce Huff, I am confident he can get to the quarterback. I don't know if he can play every down. I don't know. Actually, Josh Sweat, I don't know if he is a Pro Bowler or anything. But these two guys, I believe, in a normal situation, which we will have Monday night, not on a bad field, any of those things, in a normal situation, they will put pressure on the quarterback. Again, they might not be the best defensive line we've ever seen in Eagles Green, but we didn't think the defense was going to be, you know, an all-time defense. We are hoping for a mid-pack defense. I believe against the Atlanta Falcons and moving forward, this defensive line will get pressure on the quarterback and will be good enough for this defense to be passable. Not that nervous about Bryce Huff. I know the Fangio quotes aren't great, but I just believe that he can get to the quarterback. I think Sweat will too. So I'm going on the record and saying that I am not worried about the defensive line.
I'll keep it short and sweet. Yeah, I'm concerned, and I'll continue to be concerned until they show me reasons why I shouldn't be concerned. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. Sure, I hope they turn out to be the best defensive line in all of football. But just hoping that they're going to be that doesn't mean they're going to be that. Hell, I hope a lot of things for this team every year, and it don't necessarily come true.
That's
right?
For sure.
Yeah, I hope a lot of things every year. So they have to actually show us that this is what they can do, and they can do it on a consistent basis. I'm still concerned that at some point, like this defense, they did a good job last Friday night in those short spurts. They kept Green Bay out of the end zone. One can argue Green Bay kept themselves out of the end zone. They missed opportunities. Christian Watson dropping a pass in the end zone. The Wicks kid dropping passes. Like, so they're – And the Green Bay Packers were moving the ball in chunks of yardage. Think about this. Both the Eagles and Green Bay had over 400 yards of offense, slightly over 400 yards of offense. The Eagles had 78 plays. Green Bay had 58. So just look at the average. The Eagles were averaging about 5 yards a play. The Packers were averaging about 9 yards a play. So they were getting plays and yardage in chunks. And we can save the field? Okay. Listen, from your lips to God's ears, I hope that was the issue. And Monday they come out, they got a statue back there, and Kirk Cousins, he can't move. They'll get 5 sacks on Kirk Cousins, and everybody will be like, oh, I told you the defensive line was fine. Okay. You got some different quarterbacks you got to face after that. They can move. Baker can move around. Derek Carr he can't really move around a whole lot, but he's not a statue like Kirk Cousins is right now.
Sure.
So I'm gonna allow them the ability to show and prove. As I'm sitting here right now, I'm still concerned about the defensive line. It's my one concern on that side of the football is how can they get to the quarterback? Can they get off the field on third down? Like, Jordan Love had time to stand back there and throw the ball.
He did.
He had time to stand back there and throw the ball. So, I got to see it Sunday. I mean, Monday night. And quite frankly, I won't be surprised if they have some success Monday night.
And I can't do told you so if they have success Monday night?
I mean, you can, but okay. I still won't be convinced. I'm just saying Kirk Cousins can't move. It'll be more alarming if they don't have success Monday night.
I would agree with you there. If we don't get to the quarterback on Monday night, then there is a significant yes. issue there. I just think they're going to. I think that is that getting to the quarterback wasn't the thing that I was worried about from Edge. It was are they complete players? But getting to the quarterback wasn't the thing I'm worried about. All right. It's On the Record Friday, the first hour. You have to go on the record about the defensive line. Are you worried? Are you confident? I am. Well, confident is this is a very, very extreme word, but I feel pretty decent about the defensive line. I don't feel as bad as it looked on Friday night. I think they will certainly be adequate the rest of the year. 215-592-9494. You have to go on the record. Jack, you want to go on the record about the defensive line?
Of course, because I think you're, what are you, taking crazy pills?
I'm not taking crazy pills.
You are taking crazy pills.
No. Bryce Huff got to the quarterback last year. He did.
Yeah, in a limited role.
Well, but he's in a limited role here.
I don't know if he was not supposed to be in a limited role.
Right.
Like, it's not about Bryce Huff. Like, Bryce Huff, I think, is going to eventually get to the quarterback. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, all right.
Josh Sweat, I have no idea. Like, I thought he's okay in game one against Green Bay. I don't know. It's more about the guys are after them. I don't think Nolan Smith can play. And BG's in year 15. Like, they just don't have enough. It's as simple as that. They don't have enough.
Enough to be what, though? I mean, we came in. Like, I just feel like we're a little bit moving the goalposts a little bit. We came in this year hoping that they would be a top, like, what, 14 to 17, like a top 15 mid-pack defense.
They're not even that.
No, not yet. But also, new coordinator, new players.
On one hand, we can't praise the job Vic Fangio did last week. And then on the other hand, give the whole, it's a new coordinator.
Watch me.
Well, yeah, that's not going to fly.
Well, I'm going on the record saying defensive line.
I can't believe you're Mr. Blame the Field guy, too. What happened to my Spike Eskin?
What, the accountability?
The backbone.
Put the accountability on the field guy, on the Star turf father. Guy or whatever.
We tried to take him out for losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's just like, obviously, it can't be the only thing, the only reason they didn't succeed. But it is fair to say that every sort of expert we talked to this week did mention the field. And Baldy, who's right about everything, said he was on the field and he saw it and he said it was like a cow pasture. So I don't even know what that means, but it sounds slippery to me. Because if cows are on there, I don't know, who knows what they're doing on the pasture. 215-592.
We know what they're doing. Yes.
215-592-9494. It is On the Record Friday. It is first, you have to go on the record about the defensive line. Are you feeling good? Are you not feeling good? Andy in Westchester kicks us off. You are on WIP, Andy.
I would like to be referred to as Andy the Truck Horn Driver from now on.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's what we're doing?
This is a new bit?
Wow, are you stealing a bit?
I have no issue stealing bits.
Wow.
it's hotter than the devil in Devil's Kitchen right now.
Well,
that's two bits.
I'll tell you what, Andy. You can be Andy the Truck Horn Guy. I'm granting you, at least for the foreseeable future, if you would like to honk the truck horn when you call up, you can be truck horn guy too.
Yeah, well, when I'm in my car, I'll be Andy the car horn honker, though.
Okay.
That's okay,
that's fine. That's fine. You can honk whatever you want to honk, buddy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go on the record about the defensive line. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I am not concerned at this point. I think we got to see him on a decent field, at least. I'm not blaming the field, but I think 1 week is too small a sample size to just say, okay, let's everybody panic. Let's see what we got.
So, well, okay, but on the record can't just be wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay. On the record, I'm not worried.
Okay.
How about that?
There we go. There we go. Yeah.
Not worried.
There we go. 1-0. You're losing, Reese.
On
National Ball This Beautiful Day.
Well, here's the thing that I know. Being in the minority of a take is no problem for me. I'm used to that. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we've all had our moments.
Yes.
We've all had our moments. All right, Andy.
Well, that was it. So, you know, go Birds, Cowboys suck, and Cowboy Jim's a fraud.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
This guy's going after everybody.
Cowboys, yeah.
Going after Truckhorn guy. Going
that,
after.
That lets me know he probably didn't get on yesterday and he had a lot of stuff. Like, he had stuff he needed to get out there.
To get off his chest.
Yes.
Yeah, to get off his chest.
Well, it's good to finally have an official Truckhorn guy for the show.
Yeah. We've been waiting for an official Truckhorn guy.
Jerry's not our official Truckhorn guy?
He was complaining yesterday.
Yeah, he was a little.
He was complaining?
Yeah, a little bit.
Last couple of calls.
Yeah, a lot of prima donna from Jerry, frankly.
Yeah, he's a bit of a whiner, Jerry. You know?
I did not realize that.
Yeah, yeah. Get on the air and do your thing. I don't want you complaining about being on
home. What was he complaining about?
He was complaining about.
We made fun of him for stealing Justin Tennessee's bit, but he didn't steal his bit.
Yeah.
He's often a complainer about how long it takes to get on the air.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one that gets him in trouble right there.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you've already been on 8 times today, Jerry.
Yeah. Everybody can't be first in line. Everybody can't be first in line. All right. We do have a next question today, as we have one final pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight. Bite for the Fight will be at the Philly Expo Center at Oaks tomorrow from noon until 4. It benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation. If you like food, this is a good event for you. And who doesn't like food? Over 20 different local restaurants will have their very best item for you to try. There will also be some craft cocktail demos, chef demos from Jose Garces, Chad Rosenthal. You can buy tickets at biteforthefight.com. And as I said, it benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation, which helps out families who are dealing with pediatric cancer. Okay, as I mentioned, it is the National Bald is Beautiful Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we have to take Ike off the board immediately?
Well, someone can answer it.
I would take him off the board.
Yeah, I think we got to
Mount Rushmore answer.
Yeah, I think we got to take Ike off the board.
Yeah.
We got to take
get me out of there.
So for next question today, you have to give us a bald person. Give us a great bald person. Now, of course, bald people come in all shapes and sizes, all genders of bald people, so it could be anything. Jack, would you like to give us your bald person?
Well, of course, because he's someone that we've worked with for a while, and he's just so, like, grossly bald, frankly.
Work with?
Yep. And that is Joe Giglio.
Right. Oh.
People don't think of Giglio as a bald guy.
Yep. He's a baldsman.
He is
a
baldsman.
Yeah.
He doesn't get credit for being bald.
Yeah, and he gave up. Yeah. I think he probably had a buzz cut. You know,
yeah, he was doing the whole, little buzz cut thing for a couple years.
Wow. And then, like, a true Costanzaman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He shaved it all
He wasn't
off.
A true ballsman.
Actually, I'm thinking about it. Does Giglio wear a hat every day or no?
No, he never wears a hat.
No, he lets that thing shine.
Oh, yeah. Really? For some reason, I can't imagine his baldness, but he is bald.
Again, think of Captain America before he turned into Captain America.
That's what he looks like. That is definitely what. All right. So for me, there's a lot of great bald people out there.
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah, who you got?
So he is, one of the 10 greatest basketball players of all time.
One of the 10 greatest?
Yes, of the 10 greatest basketball players of all time.
Where the hell are you going with this,
Dan? There are a few bald people in that top 10, but my bald guy is LeBron James. He's been fighting.
That's why you threw me off. He's one of the 10 greatest. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, so mine is going to be LeBron James. He's been fighting it for a while. I do feel like eventually he will stop fighting it.
Come on in, King.
Yes.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
You're old
It's actually
enough.
Been over, actually. Yeah, just let it go.
For a decade, it's been over. He's almost 40 years old, but he's 39, something like that. You can be bald now.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So, Ike, your ball
person.
Oh, man,
there's so many of them.
Yes.
I thought you were going with another basketball player, but I'll leave him out there.
There's another. Yeah, there's another in the top
several
ten.
Of them.
Yes, there are. Yes.
But I'm going to go with a former football player.
Okay.
Also a former wrestler.
Former football player?
A current actor.
Former football player. Current actor. Former wrestler.
Yeah,
oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, there you go. The Rock.
The Rock.
Gotta go with The Rock.
Yeah. I mean,
you didn't get The Rock, Jack? You didn't get that one?
Well, my first thought was Terry Crews. He's also bald.
Right.
Take that one off the board.
Well, the
John Cena, but he definitely not playing the NFL.
No. Yeah, and... Well,
I can't say he's bald.
No, he has hair.
He's a Harrisman.
Yeah. And there's another all-time wrestler who is very bald, but he didn't play football. So right. The Rock, obviously. That's a good one.
Go with The Rock, man.
So when you call up with your sports point today on the Record Friday, you will give us a bald person. Is it famous or best or...
Notable
bald person. That is the way to do it.
Yeah, we got to go notable.
Notable.
Yeah, don't give me a neighbor.
Yes. And you call up for On the Record Friday. Tell us whether you are in or out, basically, on the defensive line. And let us know who your notable ball person is for tickets to Bite for the Fight. Yaz in Newtown, you are on WIP. What up, Yaz?
What's up, guys?
What up, Yaz?
Yo. Great to call back. Look, I think we need to start taking accountability for this defensive line. Look, last year I was like Ike. I was too optimistic every single game. I wasn't taking accountability. I kept saying the Eagles were going to right the ship. They were going to do well, and I was wrong every single time. So this year I'm taking a little bit of a different approach. The D-line last Friday night did not look good at all. So it's time for us as fans to take accountability. We have to have Bryce Huff play well, right? We go out, we get a free agent signing, we lose Reddick. We need a free agent signing.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
That's a good question.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That felt like just a static electricity thing. Honestly, happens every once in a while.
That was pretty good.
I hope I did. If Yaz calls back, we'll get Yaz back on. Steve and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. On the Record Friday. You know, should this just be Accountability Friday instead of On the Record?
But every day is an accountability.
Yeah, okay. All right. On the Record Friday. All right. What up, Steve?
No, I'm going to be on the record saying I was wrong the other week when they beat Green Bay. I had them losing, but I'll go on the record. Yeah, I'll go on the record as saying I got worries about our line with Ike and Jack. I don't think we're there. I just think that this guy for Atlanta is a stud, and he could have 150 plus maybe.
You mean Bijan Robinson?
Bijan, the running back, yeah.
Well, look, the running game is a whole different – is part of it, obviously. Do you think – imagine the whiff that it would have to be to have your best free agent signing be completely ineffective. Do you really have that little faith in the front office that they would invest $50 million for a free agent signing and he wouldn't be any good? Well, I guess they've had a few.
Well, I mean, there was Byron Maxwell.
Yeah, there was Nnamdi, too.
Nnamdi.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, but that was a different front office. Nnamdi was a different front office, right? I mean, basically, that was Andy. Right, Nnamdi?
Yeah. Barkley's top three, I think, in the league, so I have no problems with him. But, you know, Atlanta, I'm a due guy. Atlanta's due to somehow beat us because we lucked out the last few times we played them, so... have a nice weekend, all right?
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Well, give us a notable bald person before you go.
Noticeable bald person?
Notable. Well, you got
not noticeable.
Jack, you asked him, right? He's gotten the thing. Yeah, all right.
I didn't.
That's fine.
All right.
But have a good weekend, all right?
All right.
Goodbye. Just name a bald person.
Yeah. Well, that's
hold up, hold up.
What?
Are you working?
Well, I am. I figured he got the... Steve is a normal enough caller.
Okay.
We've had plenty of interactions. Usually, I can foresee if they get the bit. We talked about bald people for 3 minutes before he called.
Yeah. Okay.
Usually...
Well,
you know, you gave the old...
You got to hold Jack accountable on this one.
Just name a bald person. It's not rocket science. We all know him.
Well, let's go on the record that one was your fault.
It was 100% my fault.
Okay.
But it's also... The caller needs to also be a little bit on the fly.
Oh, they're not getting paid. You are.
Uh-oh.
Is you putting in a half day today because you got to give somebody a wedding present this weekend?
Hold on. Now, to close out that story, yeah. I Venmo'd my two friends an extra $100.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So it's
we guilted him into
good.
Extra $100.
Good.
Good job.
Good.
You got the extra cash.
Yes.
It's been a good week for you.
I know. Well, yeah.
I'll lose all that money.
Shout out to James Cook.
Yeah. We'll lose all that. All right. And tell Yaz we'll get to him coming up next. So coming up next, we will continue with accountability, or no, not accountability, On the Record Friday. Our first topic for On the Record Friday is, do you believe that the defensive line is going to be okay, or are you still worried? Coming up next, Nick Kostos, our betting insider, our betting expert from You Better You Bet.
How did we do last week?
I was one.
Well, I mean, how did he do last week? But I'm really
not sure. Well, we don't need that.
He did get on the spot yesterday that aired. He did say that the Dolphins were allowing 5 yards per carry on the ground.
Yeah, he said the wrong team was favored last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was a...
The wrong team was definitely favored last night.
Yeah, it was definitely favored last night. So Nick Kostos joins us. He will give us his three best bets. We'll also make him pick the Eagles game. That is all coming up next on the Record Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The WIP. Every afternoon on your FYP, man. Big Justice can sing. He that guy's golden throat.
Generational talent.
Yep.
The WIP. You just call him?
Golden throat.
Wow. Golden throat.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one before. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, maybe.
That hammer is real, for real.
Should have skipped maybe that one. That one. It's the WIP Afternoon.
Are we giving out an award?
Rod's like, man, this show is getting further and further.
Yes.
Away from where it's supposed to be at.
You wanted it. You asked me to come back, Rod. All right. It is, did I even say what show it is? This is Ike, Spike, and Frist, WIP Afternoon Show. It
golden
is,
throats.
We're all golden throats. It is.
No, we aren't.
Yeah.
Oh, we aren't.
It's On the Record Friday. We need to know from you how you're feeling about the offensive line or defensive line. Go on the record. I have gone on the record and said they're going to be fine. Ike needs to see it to believe it. Mm-hmm. Jack terrified of the depth. But I think they're going to be okay. And today you go on the record. It counts when you go on the record. The Twitter question is related. It is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. How worried are you about the Eagles' defensive line? Very worried, semi-worried, or not worried at all? What do you think percentage on very worried is?
It's Friday.
Yep.
I don't think people are very worried. So I'll go, let's go 44%.
15%.
15?
15% very worried.
Not worried at all.
58% semi.
Okay.
And not worried 27%.
So semi-worried.
You'd say semi. Yeah, that's semi, where you
yeah,
are, right?
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned.
Yep.
I will say this, though. Even though the Eagles probably aren't going to do this, at least not in the foreseeable future, but it'd be interesting when we get to that bye week. And
they're not getting pressure.
Yeah, they're not getting pressure.
Go get a guy.
Yeah, man. Guys out there, you may need to bring a Randy Gregory in here or someone that can give you something else off the edge.
Or is there a team by the bye week whose quarterback is injured and the season is now gone and they have a guy that they haven't paid yet,
right,
who's on the last year of his deal? Maybe there's a guy out there that they can trade for, you know?
Not even. I'll tell you what I would look for. Since Bryce Huff is such a pass rush specialist, right, and he's used to playing limited snaps, I wouldn't be surprised if they would look for an end who could be a first and second down type of end, and then you just put Huff in his
third down
natural role.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to – if they're not going to worry about the money they spent on him and force him out there to play as many snaps, then just put him in his natural role as a specialist, pass rush specialist.
Well, as far as Huff, it's actually a similar thing as we talk about with Jalen, is one thing that will help Huff is if this team can get out to leads. Because if you can
Penny can pin his ears back.
Yeah, and the other team is in a position where they're passing a lot. Mm-hmm. That will, you know, I could imagine Bryce Huff on the 2022 team being an animal, you know? So,
that's what everybody was eating.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
All those jokers over there.
If they can go up 10-0 on the Falcons on Monday night, you know, something like that. All right, 215-592-9494. He got cut off. Yaz in Newtown. Yaz, are you go on the record, worried or not worried?
What's up, guys? Man, I'm a little upset. My call got cut. I was on a roll.
You were.
But like I said, I'm really worried. You know, I think that 15% on the Twitter poll is way too low. I think a lot of people should be worried because we need to start taking accountability for the defensive line. They can't play the way they did last Friday, or it's going to be a repeat of last year. The defense starts with the D-line. If we can't get to the damn quarterback, then our secondary is just going to keep allowing the big plays.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see something from Bryce Huff. And where's Nolan Smith? I feel like I just need something from him. Like, please.
Can I be honest with you on the Nolan Smith thing? I know he played a ton of snaps. I'm no expert. He's too small. I don't see, and he doesn't have any moves. The only thing that Nolan Smith does is try to run fast around the guy, and he's small. I just feel like he can't get off blocks.
Why would he be a first round pick?
Yeah, well, I didn't pick him. Yeah,
good question.
Yeah. Nobody's draft record has no mistakes on it, but Howie's got some high round mistakes on his draft record.
Yeah, and that was thankfully for Nolan Smith and Howie, that wasn't his only pick in the first round
that year. Yep,
right.
Yep,
so
yep.
You got Jalen Carter, and Nolan Smith was sort of the luxury pick.
Yep. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to say, which doesn't feel like much luxury right now.
No, it's the Hugh Douglas luxury style. You know, you don't need it. Yes, give us a notable bald person.
All right. I'm going to say the one bright spot in our defense so far this year is Zach Bond. I think that guy is a great balded man.
that's his notable bald guy.
Yeah, is Zach Bond.
Zach
that's a
Bond.
Good one.
Okay.
You know, it's the thing with football. I don't think I've ever seen Zach Bond without a helmet. I can't think of when I've seen
his profile picture.
Without
him.
That's all.
Yeah,
okay.
I've seen his profile, and I think he did. Did he do a press conference?
He's done one. We're doing.
I think he might have did an initial one. I think
he did that. But he also was in the RV with.
Oh, okay. That's where I must have seen him. Yeah, he was in the RV.
Oh, he's bald and beautiful.
Yeah.
Was he in the RV with us at any point?
No. Believe it or not,
we didn't get to the RV.
Huh. Yeah. For
weird.
No interviews.
That's weird.
Interesting.
That's weird.
You said no interviews. That's right. I forgot. We got nothing. Yeah. I'm just now starting to get over that. Now you just reminded
now?
Me that. Yeah,
man, I'm not going to be over it.
We didn't get anything.
It's the best show. Haven't you been on the station like 20 years?
Yeah, believe me.
I don't know.
This is something Rod needs to handle.
Yeah, like Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What up, Chris?
Hey, happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday.
What up, Chris? Why the long face?
What's that?
I said, why the long face?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm calm. I'm not my usually revved up self. But, because, you know, we're talking about something a little sad here, right? We're talking about our defensive line, and I'm very concerned because more particular, I don't want to say D-line because that's not fair to the interior.
Right,
the interior,
right.
Where I have confidence. It's on the edge. I mean, guys, Nolan Smith, I mean, I feel like he should change his name to Marcus Smith because, like, the guy's a ghost. He's on a milk carton somewhere. Like, he never shows up anywhere. And then, you know, Huff, like, okay, I was all excited when we got him. You know, my brother-in-law is a huge Giants fan, so I, like, rubbed it in his face because he really wanted him. And the guy, he hasn't really shown, and what makes me very lacking in faith in him is the fact that Vic Fangio doesn't have faith in him. So,
yeah,
that gives me a lot of cause for concern. Again, thankfully, I feel like because that interior is so strong, we could probably get away with it, but somebody's got to show up somewhere.
And I'll tell you what else we ought to be thankful for, Chris, and that's BG.
Yes.
Because, God bless him. I don't know how long he's going to be able to last out there playing. The amount of snaps that he may have to play, but quite frankly, he's the only one that I actually do trust out there on the early downs. If I got to have somebody out there to help me stop the run and set the edge and do those types of things, I'd rather have BG out there.
You know, and the fact that they have him out there for that many stats.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's not good.
You know, though, there is, obviously you should be able to You should have to earn your time on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I would bet that Fangio errs on the side of he can probably count on BG to be exactly where he's supposed
no
to
doubt.
Be.
Yes.
And he would rather, and I don't blame him for this. Everybody's just trying to do the best job they can, but
right.
he would probably rather some guy who he knows is going to execute it the way that he's asking him to execute it, as opposed to somebody like Huff, who is probably not there yet. So I go back and forth on whether I'd just be like, can you just throw him out there and let him figure it out? The same way that you're talking about with Quinyon Mitchell.
Right.
Or he's leaning on a guy as sort of a safety blanket in terms of BG because he will. But I go back and forth on how on whether make it difficult for Huff to get on the field. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But then part of me is like, BG's not going to be here next year.
Here's the thing. And I can agree with that a little bit. The difference with Quinyon Mitchell is that I think they view Quinyon Mitchell or they can envision what he is out there at the cornerback position, and it's just his first year, and they like what they see from him out there. His is just more about getting experience of playing. But I'll liken the Bryce Huff situation to the Devin White situation. Vic Fangio is going to play the players that he thinks gives him the best chance to call a successful defense. So what has happened in those two positions, Brandon or whomever has outplayed Bryce Huff enough to be out there more. And luckily, that's a position that you can rotate, or I don't know how much Bryce Huff would be out there. And far as the linebackers goes, I would say the same thing. Nakobe has outplayed Devin White. And so Vic Fangio is saying, well, why wouldn't I play the kid that gives me the better chance, who understands the defense, he's in the right place where he's supposed to be, and he makes plays versus forcing a guy out here just because we gave him money?
Sure. I think the difference would be, and this isn't what Vic Fangio is paid to do. It's what Howie's paid to do.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Devin White, I understand the comparison. Devin White. Probably not going to be here next year.
Right.
The odds one-year flyer.
Yep.
They didn't treat Bryce Huff like a one-year flyer player in that there's part of it that is like, look, we look at this guy as a building block.
Mm-hmm.
It's been one game. We'll see what happens if he's successful Friday night.
They evaluate him in practice.
Yes.
Because you got to remember, they want him out there.
Absolutely. All of them want him out there.
Yeah, so the fact that he's not there says...
He's not earned it.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, give us a notable
bald
person.
Yeah, a very notable bald person. She was part of the controversy of the slap heard round the world. How about Jada Pinkett Smith?
It's a good one.
Oh, that's a very good one, Chris.
It's a good one, Chris.
Did not expect that one. That's a good one.
It's a good one. Now, and of
that's
course,
a good one.
Her baldness, somebody pointed this out on Twitter, her baldness is the reason for, now, if the slap is real. If the punch is real.
Well, we know it's not, but it's okay,
If it were.
Yes.
It was a joke about her baldness that created the fight.
Yeah, G.I. Jane.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's
alopecia.
A good one. Yeah, that's it. That's
a great one.
It's a great answer.
It's a great one, yes. And very notable.
Yes. And the first ones that pop into your head for a lot of people are likely men that are bald, but there are several notable bald women over the years.
I agree.
So even current.
And G.I. Jane does not count. That was a character.
Right, and that was Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. No, she is not a bald person.
No,
she shaved her head for one role.
Yes.
Now, could you say, like, there are some cartoons that are bald?
Oh, I don't mind cartoons.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I don't mind it.
Right.
Is it real or fake?
What do you mean? The baldness?
Well, they could be like real people. Well, yeah, sure.
No, yeah, we could. We,
I guess
these
actors in movies are fake.
What's that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I know what you're saying. Yes.
Like fictional.
Yes.
Fictional is the word you're looking for, right, Jack? Not fake?
Yeah, animated, the cartoon, is real for the purpose of...
Yes, it is.
Yes, they're the character.
I don't want to take anybody off the board,
right.
But there is a famous bald cartoon.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Jack, are you all right in there?
Yeah.
He's not a cartoon guy either.
Nah, serious business only.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm talking about when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I don't watch cartoons now. Do we have Nick? We have Nick in a moment? We do. All right. Oh, is that on you too? It is.
What the hell? Did you forget it was Friday?
It's on him.
Jesus.
It's unbelievable.
This dude.
Yeah.
What? Listen.
It's Miss Phil's Mets, dude.
Man, listen, man.
Phil, what are you? Hold on. It's Phil's Mets.
No, I know.
Dude, you're not playing.
Don't tell me that. No, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a good vibe Friday. Okay. Kind of forgetting to do the job sometimes.
Is he there? Is he not?
He's there. Oh, he's there.
Nick, are you there? Nick's there, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay. On the line. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, you can listen to You Better You Bet by getting it wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. How are we feeling, Nick?
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you. By the way, Spike, the best Linkin Park song is Paper Cut. Happy Friday.
It is a great song. I don't think it's the best song, but it is a great song. First song on Hybrid Theory,
that
I believe.
Right. Which might be like my favorite album of like my high school days. Absolutely tremendous.
I am very excited for the Linkin Park.
I don't care.
And get out of here, Fritz. You're not a music man. Now, before...
How about this to Jack, who texts me his parlay every week? Guess what, Jack? Play the soundbite.
Oh! You're supposed to be an expert. I thought we were friends.
Hold on, Nick. You mean to tell me he's texting you?
He texted me last night his parlay, like, that's going to lose because Khalil Shakir doesn't score a touchdown. Like, I care at all about Jack's parlay.
That's not what you texted me back. You said it could definitely happen.
Well, yeah. Well, I was trying to be nice to you. I also don't care at all.
That is awesome.
I'm glad that he remembers to text you at night.
You're
but doesn't
get insider information, man. What are you doing?
Well, by the way, can't remember to call him for our radio show.
Well, he checked in already.
All right, okay.
No, to be fair, Jack always, I'll give Jack, he always texts me early in the day, 2:42 exclamation
points. Don't give him credit.
Thank you.
He's at the worst hour he's
it's
had
been a
his
bad
producer
Jack
position.
Hard, yeah. Being completely honest.
So, Nick, before we get to the best bets and your Eagles pick or whatever, I'm going to have to always check in on you for Giants temperature. Now, I'm sorry. The Daniel Jones performance in week one, can you think of a Giants quarterback performance that was worse than that one?
Yeah, last year, Daniel Jones in week one.
It was very bad week
yeah,
one.
I mean, I've been watching the Giants for 30 years. I mean, I suffered through Dave Brown, suffered through Kent Graham. I mean, Jesse Palmer? People don't remember. Before Jesse Palmer hosted The Bachelor, he was the Giants quarterback. It was so bad that it got the Giants into position to trade for Eli Manning in 2004. So, yeah, it was really bad. I mean, look, if you want, I can like blow my top on the Giants. It's just a...
You don't have to yet. We got a whole season.
I got my first career sack against Kent Graham.
Oh, really?
I would say this, that my favorite thing about the Giants this season, and let me tell you something, man. Eagles fans should love this, is the fact that all like the tweets from the Giants, when all the beat writers tweet all the negative things about how bad and stupid the team is, it's all hashtagged Giants 100. So it's like it's not the 100th year. So it's like instead of thinking about Phil Sims and Bill Parcells, instead we're thinking about Daniel Jones skipping balls off the ground like he's spelunking rocks off the water in a lake. So here's Daniel Jones intercepted, hashtag Giants 100. What a joke.
Yeah, the Giant, what a way to honor 100 years of Giants football with...
They should just show Herman Edwards running into the end zone. Like, that's how they should honor Giants 100.
Yes, not this year. Not by honoring this year. So, before we get to your best bets, we're asking you to pick a game that's Monday. However, Eagles -6.5 at home Monday night against the Falcons. What are you thinking?
It's a really, really... this is not trying to be a cop-out here. It's a really difficult game to predict because... we don't know, what Kirk Cousins we're going to get. Cousins in week one, for people that didn't see, I'm sure Eagles fans know this because it's your opponent this week and probably have an idea of what he did last week. Couldn't move in the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And now I think people are starting to connect the dots. The Falcons didn't play Michael Penix at all in the preseason, and people were wondering why. Well, maybe it's because the Falcons knew that Kirk Cousins was going to be, physically very limited coming out of the gate, and they had to keep Penix healthy. So they ran all their plays out of the shotgun or the pistol. Normally, Cousins is someone who's, good when you get him into motion. Think about him playing in, the Kyle Shanahan scheme. He did none of that last week. So if the game starts on Monday and... Cousins can't move. He's going to be a sitting duck, obviously, for the Eagles pass rush, and he's not going to be able to, get any torque, going off that Achilles to be able to push the ball down the field, in which case, I think the Eagles are going to slam them. But There's video from Cousins yesterday, Thursday at practice, where he looks decent, like moving with the football. And if the game starts and Cousins looks okay, then the point spread's probably a little bit too high, and I would like to bet on Atlanta. So the way I'm going to play this game, guys, in lieu of giving you a pick before the game, I honestly think you need to wait to see how Cousins looks early and then live bet this game. I don't like to give advice like that, but I don't know how the starting quarterback on one of the teams is going to look. So that's how I would recommend playing the game.
Well, honestly, I appreciate you telling, if you don't think there's a good side there and you don't have enough information, I'd rather you say that than telling people what to bet either way.
I would, if I had to bet the game, Spike, I would lay the Eagles because I do think they're a lot better than Atlanta regardless, but it does feel like the spread is a little too big based off what we saw in week one, and we don't necessarily know that what we saw in week one will carry over for the Falcons into week two.
All right, so for this weekend, give us your best games for this weekend.
Oh, can I give you just one award thought that impacts the Eagles quickly?
Sure.
And then I'll give you some bets for this weekend.
Yeah.
So last night, and we don't have to, there's not enough time to talk about the Tua situation, which is brutal, obviously. But as a result of Tua getting hurt, getting concussed, I don't think Tyreek Hill can ever win Offensive Player of the Year now. And if you look in the betting market for Offensive Player of the Year in award betting, Saquon Barkley is one of the co-favorites in this market, like right next to Tyreek Hill. Now, like, the push went 1-for-3 on Friday night, and like I think to me, like, if that's going to be what this is going to be, then I think Saquon's going to score a lot of touchdowns this year. And I'm saying that as a Giants fan, right? So if you're an Eagles fan, you think Saquon's going to have a monster year. Maybe you like Justin Jefferson, somebody else. Just that one of the co-favorites in an award market can't win. So I would like pick your horse and look to make a bet sooner rather than later, because Skylar Thompson's going to be throwing the ball moving forward here in the near future, at least for the Miami Dolphins.
I don't know, Nick. But I was told Will Shipley could have scored on that play.
Well, I mean, I could have scored on that play. Okay. Am I wrong?
No. Well, on that play, yes. On that one play, yes. You're right.
Yes.
All right. Give me the best bets. Now, that is a good heads up, by the way.
I'll give you two that I really like.
Okay.
Number one, I love the Raiders to cover the Sunday on the road in Baltimore against the Ravens. So
really?
Oh, yeah. So this was 10. That was crazy. It's like when people say, oh, Vegas knows. Really? Why'd they open 10? It's 8.5 now. Stupid opening number. So we all watched Baltimore in the season opener against Vegas, and a lot of things that a lot of people said, including me, came to fruition in that first game, which is Baltimore's offensive line is going to be a lot worse this season, at least to start, losing 3/5 of the starting offensive line from Lamar's MVP season last year. Did anyone watch that game? We all watched it, right? Did anyone think that Baltimore's offensive line looked good?
No.
Lamar's running for his life the entire game. It's a horizontal passing offense. Like, the average depth of target is like 2 yards down the field for Lamar in that game. Okay, now let's take it to this Sunday. How do we think that's going to go against Max Crosby, Christian Wilkins, and the Raiders pass rush? So for me, this is like less about me liking the Raiders and Antonio Pierce, who's like taking football back to the Stone Ages. But, you know, you like a coach like that who's going to punt and kick field goals, betting a huge underdog, right? Because you're not going to put you in a bad field position and going to take points when it's available. Give me the Raiders plus the 8.5 on Sunday in Baltimore against the Ravens. And second one. Despite everything that I've said about my hideous, disgraceful, pathetic football team, #Giants100, the Giants are better than the Commanders. Like, they are better than Washington, minus quarterback. Jaden Daniels, obviously better than Daniel Jones. Do you know who else thinks so? The Giants. They told you so in Hard Knocks. Like, great piece of organizational decision-making that was. But the Giants are better. Washington has no offensive line. This should be a big sexy-dexy Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau game. The Washington secondary made Baker Mayfield look like prime Joe Montana on Sunday. I actually think this is a game where Daniel Jones can have some success, and I think it's a blow-up spot for rookie Giants receiver Malik Nabers, 65.5 receiving yards. I like him to go way over that. I think he hits 100. I think the Giants go into Washington. WTF game, wrong team favored. Giants win on Sunday in Washington.
Well, and the good news for bettors on that side is Nabers is going to, or Dable said that Nabers is going to play. There was a little
he's
thing.
He's cleared.
Yeah.
Yep. He's cleared to play. Good to go.
Yep. He was on the Giants injury report with a knee, but it seems like he's going to be all right. You got a prop you love this weekend?
I'll give you one in that same game. Wandale Robinson last week for the Giants, is the Giants' slot receiver, had 12 targets. 12. 12. Six catches for 44 yards. Daniel Jones was horribly inaccurate. But against like a Brian Flores defense that's blitzing the you-know-what out of him, right? If that's going to be what this is and Wandale's going to go, even if it's, let's say, eight targets a game, his receiving yards prop is 34.5. The Commanders have no one that can cover him. I would like the Wandale Robinson over. And I haven't seen what it is yet. I can actually look now, or if you guys have it up, for the Eagles game on Monday night. Mm-hmm. When we talked last week, I talked about Devontae Smith probably being the slot receiver in the Kellen Moore offense. I was right about that. Mm-hmm. And he was great in that role. Devontae Smith's receiving yards prop on Monday night is 59.5.
Wow.
A.J. Brown's is 77.5. I don't think the chasm between the two should be that wide. Love Devontae Smith. If we're going to line Devontae Smith, the first numbers of five, I'll bet the over every single week in this new role in this offense.
Well, we appreciate you honoring the Giants 100 years by coming on with us every week.
Hashtag Giants 100. Love it.
Hashtag Giants 100. All right, Nick.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, man. You can get Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, and also our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app, and you can get You Better You Bet, which is a lot of gambling content, like 3 hours, 4 hours every single day. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts.
I am wondering, you know, that Giants Commanders line is just 1.5 Commanders.
Yeah.
That's a giant line.
It's a giant line but the Commanders also looked bad in week one.
Nobody looks as bad as the Giants. Nobody looks as bad as the Giants.
I will say this. I do have that game in my best bets.
Yeah, that might be one of the Giants still. That might be one of those ones they win by a field goal.
Coming up next, we will continue On the Record Friday. You can continue to go on the record about the defensive line, but we do have the next On the Record topic, which is Jalen. And there's a big baseball series this weekend.
That's right.
Against the hottest team in baseball, the New York Mets are in town to play the Phillies, so we must do a High Hopes Jackie baseball report. That is all next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.